KSL's top story this hour, the controversy and conversation about end-of-year school testing reaches a new level. Lawmakers and top education officials have begun to talk about changes.
And they're working together on solving teacher shortages. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more, Mary.
Amanda, the SAGE test is for 3rd through 11th grade, but changes discussed during a joint meeting include replacing SAGE in high school with the ACT. And lawmakers also brought up not testing every student each year, or using smaller versions of SAGE more frequently throughout the year to test student achievement, or rather than hours of testing at the end of the year. Educators say it is useful data if students stop opting out. And one idea for the teacher shortage, hire people who don't have a teaching degree but do have proficiency in subject areas. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Rick, over end-of-year testing in Utah schools is now turning to action. Lawmakers and educators are talking together about changes.
And they want to find solutions to Utah's teacher shortage. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more, Mary.
Amanda, new Utah teachers are dropping out. Fewer are majoring in it, and more Utah students enter classrooms each year. The State Board of Education and a legislative committee met together yesterday. One idea they came up with is to let non-teachers come teach in the classroom with supervision. And they discussed teacher and school accountability in the SAGE test. Lawmakers brought up ideas like not requiring the testing for every student every year, or breaking it up into smaller tests throughout the year so that they can still have that data of how students are doing. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.